Hey guys, welcome back. It's another WrestleMania Triple X, WrestleMania 30 preview show. As you saw from the title, we're going to talk about the John Cena Bray Wyatt match, which may be a surprise to Kevin because I told him we were covering something else, but hey, whatever. Gotta be on your toes there.
No, you didn't. This was going to be our first topic of conversation until Undertaker Brock Lesnar overrode it.
Well, you clearly didn't read the message I sent you then. So
No, I did not.
So anyways, yeah, we're going to talk about Bray Wyatt and John Cena. This is going to go under the category of the CM Punk Effect match. I thought about this last night after we were done recording some of the other audio, some of the other previews. Well, we were talking and we said that we didn't know where Daniel Bryan was going to fit. And I think if I remember right, I believe I said it was supposed to be Kane. Well, I forgot about the entire Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatts thing. So it almost makes me think that this was supposed to be the build and then they were supposed to have their blow off feud or blow off to the feud here.
Oh.
Then you could have had CM Punk and Triple H and then Batista and Orton. The following plan.
Well, that's an interesting take.
I mean, it's probably totally wrong. But, you know, it was just something I thought of, and that fills in the timeline at least, though. Or it fills in the spots at least.
Well, it did seem really aborted. Didn't they start that in January, I believe?
Wasn't it New Year's night or New Year's Eve? What day was New Year's? Tuesday?
Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was around Christmas because then they had the match at the Rumble where Bray Wyatt won.
Oh, right.
So yeah. But it was somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, usually stories from that time can stretch into WrestleMania, so I mean, I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Yeah, because I mean, they could have just had him, you know, being part of the group or whatever, you know, because they were showing some, you know, Daniel Bryan spoke up and was like, trust me and all that, and then turns on him that night, which was kind of funny, but, going back and bringing it all together, though, Bray Wyatt attacks John Cena at the Royal Rumble. Cost from the match against Randy Orton. No explanation given. And they kind of forgot about it. They never really followed through with it.
Right.
Then you get the Elimination Chamber and the Wyatts somehow get inside the cage. That was never explained either.
It was Lawler.
Yeah. And cost John Cena his opportunity at the Elimination Chamber. And then it's just been one fight after another. So.
Or one beatdown after another.
Yeah. And they had, you know, John Cena finally gets mad, calls him out, which was the right thing to do. But then they do that goofy angle where he hurts his knee or something. Which looked, you know, to John Cena's credit, that was a very good acting job. But it would have been better if they would have just hurt him instead of making it look like it was a freak accident or something.
Yeah, and I don't know if anything really... Oh, did they just say that they put him out of action for a week or some such shenanigans?
Yeah, I don't... Did they even mention it?
I feel like they mentioned it. Yeah, no, I feel like they mentioned that he was out of action because of it. But still, a one-week sell isn't... I don't know. With that kind of an injury, too, like, I'm not going to buy that as, oh, you really beat him down.
Yeah, well, but a one-week injury for John Cena is actually substantial.
Right.
And taking into consideration the character, I mean, that if you put John Cena on the show for any amount of time, that's a huge deal. I don't know if it was actually treated like one or not, but it should have been. I don't know. I don't think the hype for this match has been that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand the issue.
John Cena is selling false idols or something.
What does that even mean?
That's
my problem I've got.
Yeah, deep down he's really a schmuck on the inside.
Well, yeah.
And you people just don't really know it. It's just like, I don't know. you haven't really convinced me that he is. Like, you could be right about that, but you're not helping me out at all. Like, I've kind of liked his speeches, but they also haven't, I don't want to say knock my socks off, because I like kind of the style that they're going with, but it hasn't built up the animosity. That's what I'm looking for.
No, that's true.
To me, it hasn't really built up the animosity between Cena and Bray Wyatt at all.
Yeah. They're believable. His promos are believable. They seem authentic, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
But what do they mean? I mean, and I think that's part of the problem. Like, the promos are gripping. I'm listening to every word he says, and I'm thinking, okay, cool. And the line about how can you kill someone or hurt someone who doesn't feel pain, or who just doesn't feel. And him, I, it's a very New Jack sort of thing, but when he says, I'll die in that ring or something like that, I'm like, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah, no, that part I remember just going, okay, that got a little over the top.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was just like, whatever, dude. Like, that part I kind of sloughed off. But the other stuff, yeah, it's just been like, I don't completely understand the issue, and even though it's good, it's not really telling me that you guys don't like each other. Like, even the beatdowns, like, just because, and maybe it's just the fashion that they keep on using the Wyatt families, where they don't, like, they're not like the Shield, who just came out and destroyed people and then walked away. Like, they kind of beat them up and then do something to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they, like, put the sheet mask on them. Like, they don't go, like, complete and utter beat down on anyone to me.
Yeah.
So, and that's another thing I guess just isn't helping. And it all kind of stems from, still, like, Bray Wyatt, his, started racking up his wins to kind of pad the total, because we kind of had that, or at least I had that problem back at the Royal Rumble when he beat Daniel Bryan. It's just like the guy hadn't won a big match, and then all of a sudden he's beating the best guy in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kind of worked their way back up into, you know, him kind of being able to take on John Cena, but John Cena is just so high on the totem pole. That I guess I still don't see him as credible for John Cena quite yet. And I mean, I know that that was part of the angle too, really, was that Cena was looking for someone to challenge him.
Mm-hmm.
At least at the beginning. And Wyatt did step up in that department. But
well, he wanted someone to, like, he knew, he was saying that there's the new breed or the next generation's coming up and they go through him. But Bray Wyatt's never once mentioned that.
Oh.
You know? So, like, him saying all that, you're not getting the build. It's like, well, all right, you think it's going somewhere. And, you know, all Bray Wyatt really has to do is say, well, I'm the future. Or, you know, despair, whatever, sort of ravenish.
The future will follow the buzzards.
Yeah. You know, something like that. Then I'd be like, okay, they're tying all that together. That's cool. But that just simply hasn't happened yet.
Right. There's just something, like, it's not, well, and I guess I mentioned it at the top of the show there, was it's not Taker Brock Lesnar bad.
No. Oh, but, no, God, no.
But it's just missing kind of an extra element that would really spice this thing up.
I think that's what the sheet mask last week was supposed to add, the spice.
Uh-huh.
But to me, it was like, oh my God, look at that. I'm like, they just put a sheet mask on him. Who cares? Eric Rowan wears one willingly. So how bad of a slap in the face is that? I guess, was that supposed to signify they're calling John Cena one of the sheep, like one of the masses or whatever?
That was supposed to be implied. And I also think that You know, there's always that weird thing to me in wrestling, just in general, that, like, all this stuff can be so emotionally distressing to someone. Whether it's, like, cutting hair or, like, just other things that just are so ludicrous that, like, I just don't buy into it, I guess.
Right.
Ever. And this is kind of in that, or not kind of, this is in that category to me.
I mean, it was a cool visual, I guess.
Right. Yeah, but it's just like, oh, like what, John Cena woke up in the ropes and went, holy fuck me, I'm really in trouble now. They put a sheep's mask on me.
Yeah, they've got me in a compromising position and they're doing nothing with it other than just looking around. Yeah, I mean, if they really wanted to take him out, well, there was your opportunity. Now, and this kind of, it has to do with Bray Wyatt, but I mean, he wasn't involved, but the matches with John Cena and Luke Harper have been very good. We got Bray Wyatt and Big Show from SmackDown. That was pretty good, too. So at least we're getting that already.
You know, yeah.
And I'm getting sick of seeing people jumping on and saying, wow, Luke Harper, he's doing really good in the ring. He's really coming along. Where the hell have you been? That's where he's been the entire time. And just now, because he's in the ring with John Cena, all of a sudden, oh, he's really good. Oh, pay attention, shit faces. What do you expect? Oh, boy. There's a reason Eric Rowan isn't in the ring. And Luke Harper is. I don't know. Maybe that tweaks me a little, but, you know. Oh, a surprisingly good match out of Luke Harper. What the fuck are you talking about?
I just think that he's one of the many people that have stepped up here recently when they finally decided to give the young guys a sustained push, which, you know, shockingly works. Hey, let's put emphasis on the young guys and then they'll actually work instead of playing them for 5 seconds and then yanking away their push. But you know what? It makes way more sense to hype up. Like, they've probably done a better job of establishing the tough guy bona fides of Luke Harper than they have of Bray Wyatt with those matches against John Cena in some way. Because he's still a newcomer and he's put up a fight both times, but he hasn't really beaten them.
Yeah. Now, see, if SmackDown last week wouldn't have happened, I would have agreed with you. But they had Bray Wyatt go over pretty much clean on Big Show.
Yeah.
And, the way they make Big Show out to be, it's not like a Mark Henry thing with Brock Lesnar. You know, Big Show usually gets his revenge, and, you know, they positioned him as a formidable person. So to see someone like Bray Wyatt come along and beat him in the center of the ring, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, because didn't Harper crack Big Show, though?
Something happened.
Well, there was just that, and it's one of those situations where people have different finishers sometimes when they're dealing with someone that they can't normally deal with. Mm-hmm. And Undertaker taking Sister Abigail's kiss was just one of the most ludicrous things I've seen in a wrestling ring. Just because he's so large, and I know that he was on his knees, but it just made it look so kind of silly. To me, like that move, I guess, just isn't my favorite, really, and it never has been, no matter who's been doing it or what name it's kind of gone under.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It just, to me, looked really bad having it being done on Big Show.
Well, with Big Show, though, I mean, just by definition, how big he is. You gotta change
up. That's what I mean. That sometimes people kind of use like their improvised finishers. Because what's his name? Well, I think Daniel Bryan went to the running knee just because it's easier for him to do on some of the big guys,
right,
rather than I'm trying to think of what he was using before that. But
no, yeah, that's fair.
I guess I'm thinking of some type of modification of a finisher for Bray Wyatt, which I guess would help. It'd help him too because he hasn't. I mean, compared to Harper, I'm not sure who's gotten more in ring time, and I think it's Harper actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Just you know, because Bray was just sitting there in the rocking chair for the longest time.
Yeah, because he had that knee or calf injury, whatever it was.
Well, yeah, and just when they were introducing him, they were kind of, you know, he was the preacher and they were the minions, so he, you know, the head guy in charge doesn't get his hands dirty, for the most parts when they're introducing that style of faction. So yeah, like, I mean, Harper's had more in-ring time, so it's almost like, yeah, I guess I'd still just like to see more out of, Bray Wyatt. Like, I don't think it's bad, but I just think that a more of a volume of work would have helped out a lot.
Well, I guess, and you're for various reasons,
you know, for various reasons, he's not had it. But
yeah, well, I guess that brings us to prediction time then. What do you go?
Oh, I'm
say,
going first.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm going with John Cena winning this thing. I just think that, to me, it would be pretty crazy. Like, they're kind of talking about, you know, not pushing someone to the moon too quickly and then, you know, the crowd needing to react and everything. Like, Bray Wyatt's only been around for, what, 6 months or something?
It wasn't too long after WrestleMania last year.
Okay, well, then a year.
I believe.
At most.
Yeah, because at SummerSlam, it was him and Kane and that idiotic...
Oh, Ring on Fire match.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it's been about a year then. But it's still, you know, he's still fresh. Like, I guess I just don't see him winning this one.
I don't know who to pick. That's why I got quiet. I think it could go either way, and John Cena has shown he's not afraid to job out.
And that is a very valid point that anyone could bring up in defense of a John Cena or of a Bray Wyatt win.
So I'm just to be the dissenting voice again. I'll go with Bray Wyatt. It won't be clean, obviously, but I think it'll be his time to shine. So I can't believe I just said that actually, but yes, I think it'll be his turn to go over. And John Cena will still have enough recourse to be like, no.
Yeah, no, he'll beat him the next two pay-per-views to follow up, so yeah, it'll be okay.
Yep. So stop back, check it out, let us know what you think. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll listen to us on the next one.